Okay, let's say over the Mishnah that we learned on the bottom of Mem Vav Amad Aleph, and we'll focus on the Gemara on Mem Vav Amad Beis. Let's say over outside what happened in the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amad Aleph, we talked about a case where you have an Isa that became Tameya, a dough that you want to turn into loaves of matzah on Yom Tif, on Pesach, right? And you still have to be mafresh challah from that matzah. So the problem is that it became Tameya. Now, the din is that if it becomes Tameya, the Kohen's not allowed to eat it. So, therefore, you're not allowed to bake this challah portion for the Kohen who's not going to eat it because it's not part of the heter of Oichel Nefesh, because he's not going to eat it. I will tell me you can burn it, you can have anah from it. Very nice, but that's not part of Oichel Nefesh.
Why do you have to give it to Chal?
Why do you have to give the Isa to the Kohen?
Yes.
Belongs to the Kohen, really. I mean, it belongs to a Kohen.
It's Tomei.
So he can use it for his oven. Yeah, Hasaka. May keep himself Tomei. Warm. It's Chometz. Why is it Chometz?
He
said it's Tomei.
If he doesn't bake it, it'll become Tomei.
Oh, so let's say let him bake it, and then the Kohen will use that as firewood for his keep himself warm. The Pesach is still cold there, and
burning a loaf of bread.
Yeah, burning a loaf of challah of not Ladaka, it's Chometz.
Right.
I don't know that it's Chometz. God of the Rashash says to me over here that it's Chometz. I'm not sure what he means. Our Gemara says it shouldn't be confused with the word challah. Challah doesn't mean literally what we use Friday night. It means challah, the mitzvah of challah, but it's really matzah. Right? Even the mincha is called chalois, and they're not allowed to be chametz. So challah means over here, I don't think it's chametz. I think it's tamei. He can't eat it. But he's not allowed to use it. The point is that the Yisrael is not allowed to go and bake it because it's not going to be Eichel Nefesh. No one's going to be able to eat it. You can't eat because you're not a Kohen, and the Kohen can't eat because it's tummy. So what do you want to do? You want to leave it over and Matzah Yom Tif. I have one day Yom Tif. Matzah Yom Tif, I'll burn it. No, because then you're going to have chametz in your possession. It's going to turn into chametz by leaving it around, not baking it, also turns into chametz. You're not working with it. It's going to stand there the whole day, right? We see Ben Meseder has an Eitzah, which Tosfos says that the other Tanoim, Rav Elazar and Mishua, are not arguing with his Eitzah. His Eitzah is to leave the dough in cold water. I heard now on tape from Rav Elephant that I think there was a Shiloh opposed to Rav Moshe, but then I could put it in the freezer. Well, that will stop with the Chometz process. I don't know if I heard the whole thing in its entirety, so I don't know what to say, what the halacha is, but
it's possible that it wouldn't be good.
I don't know.
If cold water.
So you say cold cane. I don't know. So that's right. So that's the second option, to leave it over, to leave it and not bake it.
Every time my wife takes challah, she puts it in the freezer.
Oh, and then?
And then we burn it with chametz. And now you're telling me it's not chametz.
Well, I don't know, Noro. You use the flour and the water. You're not watching it. You know that I'm talking about. They were watching it. They were mamish. They're watching, like you in the matzah bakery.
Yeah.
You were watching in the matzah bakery. Your wife is not watching it all year long to make sure it's not turning into chametz. So right, because I'm eating the rest of it on Pesach. It's Yom Tov.
I'm eating the rest of it.
I'm eating the matzah. Then the other possibility is, so let me just burn it right now. I'll burn it right now. Right? And lechayra what? How am I burning it? How am I making a fire? Making a fire for this? Not sure. Rashi gives you two options, that you either give it to the dogs, or you burn it. On the side, they have a note over here from the Piskei Reed, that obviously you're not giving it to your own dogs, you're giving it to the dog of the Kohen. It's his heter anah, belongs to him. But there's a special halacha, from Sechel Shabbos, from Dachov Beis, from Sechel Shabbos, that you're not allowed to burn kachem on Yom Tov. And this is considered kachem, this challah is considered kachem, a Gemara in Shabbos, Dachov Beis. That's the mission over there. So you're not allowed to burn kachem, especially halacha, you're not allowed to burn kachem on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to burn kachem. So all three opportunities that you had to deal with this, any possibility you had, you're out. So what do you do? So there are three tanoim. Rabbi Elazar came along and said, here's the eitzah. Don't call it challah until after you bake it. You bake in the oven, the whole thing together, and we'll see later in our Gemara today, we're going to see how exactly Rashi is going to explain to us how exactly Rabbi Elazar is working, because the Maaser Rashi over here addresses that each one you're going to take off challah from, so each one includes a portion that you're not allowed to bake. So maybe you're allowed to bake it together with the other pieces, like you know, you're baking a loaf that I'm going to eat, and then each loaf has a piece that's challah that I'm not allowed to eat, that I'm not allowed to bake.
Take each loaf.
What else are you going to do?
Take all loaf. go from every, for every, for every, for every whole batch.
So let me ask. So now I make them into loaves.
It's ten loaves.
Ten loaves, and then I take from one loaf. But what's connecting the loaves?
The oven.
So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says from a Gemara later on, which we'll see more on Daf Ches, I think it is, that it's really the basket. After it comes out of the oven, you're going to be calling it challah after it comes out. So what is it? No, if you put it in separate baskets or on your counter, l'chayri, that loaf has nothing to do with the rest of the loaves. You baked them together. You took them from the same. You eat them at the same time. Very nice. But what's how is that challah one on the other? What's the shayches? Just the fact that I baked them together is no shayches. I took them out and now I'm calling challah. I'm picking up one loaf and saying this is challah for everything. Very nice. What shayches? That's right. We wouldn't necessarily understand that, but that's the halacha.
But I know that it came from the same botzek.
Doesn't matter. It's not. If I call it from the botzek level and they're all together in one big pile.
Yeah.
Okay, Avado, that big dough, I'm taking off
as
that big dough.
I separate
them and I put them in the oven. I take them out the oven. Each one should have its own din challah. I mean, it came from one. You're going to ask me, where's the chiv challah? Because the chiv challah is only at five pounds, we say, right? What do we say? 5 pounds. Fine, but let's assume that each one has the shear. Let's say each one has a shear. I'm not sure how that works exactly. But the Cholah Pochis, Rashi explained to us that Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that if you take them out of the oven, you put them into a basket, and then you take one loaf out of the basket itself connects them all, and that is going to be your Shem Challah. So therefore, we still have to deal with the fact, one second, if that's the case, then that Challah that I baked, I was not allowed to bake. You tell me at the time of baking I was allowed to, that L'chair will be part of the answer.
One second, what are you saying?
If afterwards I'm going to have them all in a basket and I'm take one loaf out,
yeah.
So then that loaf was one that I was not allowed to bake. It's challah tomeyo. So we're going to see. L'chair would say, ain brero, no? Yesh brero would be a problem, that this one was the one. So therefore, maybe we're going to say embrace, but that's not the words that Rashi uses. I want to show you what the words Rashi uses later on, and we'll see more in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to address it. The point I'm just bringing up.
Is any better when you're doing it individual?
Each one.
Nikatsu?
Not sure. I'm really not sure. Rashi addresses both points, and I'm not sure. I have to see later in the Gemara. But that's Rebbe Lezer's Eitza is that I bake, but at the time I'm baking it, it's not challah, so I'm allowed to bake it. And
you don't have to take challah from the botzek. You just have to take it before you consume it.
When
is the time of a precious challah?
So I don't know. I don't know if this. I would think with chachilo is better to take it right away. But it sounds like it's not a problem to take it after you bake it. Also, according to Rebbe Lezer. Okay, that's Rebbe Lezer. Then we said Ben Beseir had the eitzah just to put it in cold water. There's a shiloh amongst the rishonim. What does he mean? Does he mean to put it, the whole botzek into the water and not be able to benefit from the whole botzek, from the whole dough, on Yom Tov at all? I want to eat challah from this. I want to eat matzah from this.
Right.
Or does it mean to take off the piece that's challah, be mafreshit, call the shem challah, not like Rabbi Lezer said, and then take that piece and put it in so it won't be home chametz. L'chair, that's the easiest way, right? Some Rishonim, the Ma'am Chalavo, says, he has a girsa maybe, that says, tatil lo betzeinon. Lo, I'm referring to the iso. I think that's how the Maram Chalava learns. I don't know why he has to learn that way, but that's how some are shed and learn. Then we have Rabbi Yeshua. Well, the Chayra Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the problem that Rabbi Lezer and Ben Beseir were dealing with. Rabbi Lezer and Ben Beseir were dealing with that it's going to become chametz. So to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't have your problem at all. It's not going to become chametz because Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze, it's not subject to Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze. Why not? Because it's not yours. It's not yours. Why is it not yours? Because you were makdishit, right? So even though we're not discussing that Shel Gavoya, it's not Shel Gavoya. Rashi doesn't say that. He says it's not yours. Lavdi day.
He doesn't say it's not going to become chametz. It's going to become chametz. It's an issue of ownership.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. But it's not going to be, it's not going to be subject to your bayir bayir matzli. Right. It is going to become chametz, but it's not my chametz. Right. So, how does Rashi explain it? Rashi says that it's not mine. Rashi says because it's not subject to Shel Cho. Right? We said, lo yirel cho. Right? Lo yimotzi. And then we dash lo yimotzi lo cho also. And we said it has to belong to you. Now remember, I was discussing yesterday a little bit about goyim and yidden, right? Goyim lechayro, you're allowed to have goyish chametz by you. Yidden's chametz, you're not really allowed to have by you unless maybe, and if I remember correctly, unless you didn't take achrayis on it. Maybe if you didn't take achrayis on it, then even the yid's chametz you can have by you. I think that's what we're discussing over here. We're saying Rashi goes and says that it's not your friend's either. In other words, because it didn't reach the kohen's hands, so he was never zeich in it, really. So since he was not zeich in it, he was never mafkid it by you. He never gave it to you to hold possession and to have a chrayis on it. So therefore, you didn't take a chrayis on it, so it's not yours in that realm.
Oh, it just happened?
It's not yours. So it's, the way I understand Rashi was that it's in between. It's in between you and it's in between him. It's neither of yours. So it's not Shalcho. You can't get you from Shalcho.
If he didn't transfer it.
Yeah, but he was mafreshing. He was mafreshing and he called the Shem Chalos and now he cannot benefit from it. So that shows it's not his. It's not his. It's not his. That's how the Gemara understands. That's how Rashi understands. Something, yeah, it's not yours. Okay, we're going to see more about this very point. Rashi's going to say it again, a little bit slightly differently. Rashi's going to speak out again about the Pekodoyin in the next Rashi or in two Rashis. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's understand, what's the machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and Bishua? What is it? Why does Rebbe Lezer say that he is worried about Bayer Rabbi Matzei? That it's yours, and therefore he says, he must have no Eitzah, bake it first. And Rebbe Shua says, no, it's not yours, don't worry, bake it. Go ahead and bake it, no problem. And keep it around here, and you have comments, no problem. Why? Mara says, let's say, Lema b'Tevas Hano komifli. Maybe they're arguing about Tevas Hano. What's Tevas Hano? Rashi's gonna explain to us, Tevas Hano.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Does this mean that they don't hold like he's holding? That once you make the approach, that they still hold that the ownership still belongs to the owner? In other words, doesn't belong to the Kohen yet? How did the other Mandamim view what just happened? After he made the approach, right, Kohen doesn't have it yet. So what, they're saying they don't recognize that there is this limbo?
Very good point. I don't know if I thought that one through. So again, you're saying, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you baked it. So maybe that's what the Gemara is going to address right now. You baked it. I think you're going into the Gemara the way the Gemara is starting. You're almost asking the Gemara. If I understand it correctly, you're asking what's Pshat. Rabbi Yeshua said that it's not, you're not subject to Bayir Bayi Matzei. So what did Rabbi Yehuda? What would Rabbi Yehuda say about this? I go and bake it. Rabbi Yehuda says I'm worried about it. I'm worried about being chometz. Why am I worried about being chometz? That's what you're asking. Why? He showed the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. The same drush of Lecha. That's almost the Gemara. That's the goof what the Gemara is coming to address. So Gemara, what's the Gemara starts with your question without saying it. Gemara says, what's going on here? Why is Rebbe Lezer disagree with Rabbi Yeshua? So tomorrow, because maybe I'll say this, and then I'm going to throw that out, and say a different reason, but it's mamash going to address your point. Let us say the argument about Tevesan No. What does it mean, Tevesan No? Let's see a little more further in the Gemara, we'll see Rashi. Rebbe Lezer saw about Tevesan No, Momoy. Rebbe Lezer says, this thing called Tevesan No, which we'll see in a minute what it is, has a value. It gives a value to the item you're talking about. Rebbe Yeshua saw about Tevesan No, Enoi Momoy. And if Yeshua holds, it doesn't have value. What does that do with our Gemara? Let's see Rashi. Tevas Hano is Dover Muat. When someone does or gives something that's very small, right? Someone does something for you. Someone arranges something for you. Let's see. The San you will learn to the Brayson Mechiris. Rasha Yisrael Loim Lachaveiroi. A Yisrael is able to say to his friend, Heilach Sela, take this Sela, small coin, Vatein Kol Trumaschal of Anbiti Koyin. And give all your trumas. So you're going to have to take trumas, right? You're taking truma from your crop. Do me a favor. You have a choice. When you're taking truma, you have a choice who to give it to. Which kohen? So do me a favor. I know a kohen. I'm very friendly with a kohen. He happens to be my grandson, Rashi says. Leven Biti is kohen, right? His daughter married a kohen. I don't know why Rashi has to say grandson. Say his daughter. His daughter. What about his daughter?
How about the kohen approach him directly? You mind?
Yeah. Well, they asked him. Sure. Well,
I'm saying, instead
what
of going through... Yeah, why can't the... It seems almost like it's a disrespect, maybe.
He could, I mean, he
has to have a middle broker over there, so it's possible.
No, it's just that the Yisrael is trying to arrange that his grandson get Trumas. So, the thing called Trumas called Leven Biti Koin. So he's right. Take the Sela in exchange for giving Trumas to my grandson. Now that means that the Yisrael has a Tevas Ano, meaning he got something small, he got a Sela, for this right to give it to his grandson, to this man's grandson. So there was monetary value here, according to one opinion. He's allowed to give it to any coin he wants, and he could take a small amount from the friend of the coin in order that he give it to this coin specifically. So now, how do we deem that Tevas Ano, that small amount? Was it mamish value, or we say it's just a favor? It doesn't translate into real money. real value. Let's see. Lezer Savateves Hanam Mamay. Klaritz Mamay. This is Mamish. This has a real value on the marketplace. And therefore, this chalo by us, in our case, where he's giving the chalo to the kohen, that chalo, because it could be sold in the marketplace for a sarah, small amount, the ma'isa has a value. So therefore, in exchange for that chalo that I'm giving to the kohen, I have money. So this chalo really is mine. This chalo is really mine right now. Before it goes to the kohen, I'm out for shit. Fine. But that chalo belongs to me still. I could sell this. Even though it's not mine, I can't eat from it, but I get something for it. So therefore, there's a problem. Therefore, that's why he's over for Bayir or by Motzei. Imach mitzvah gabe, if it becomes chametz by him. Hilkoch, ofi liberation. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, go and bake it first so it doesn't become chametz. So it'll be matzah. Right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer's eitzah. It's not really that's just a favor. That's not money. The law, even if you got a small amount of money, that's not a saleable item, that's not a marketable item. The law of the ain't muzerleh, it's not his, not considered his, and therefore he's not over by Rabbi Motzi for it. Umishum because the Rashi repeats himself here. Umishum because the Nami Lekka. Rashi says, okay, but maybe you'll say that the Israel that's holding the challah by him, he's holding the Kohen's challah, and therefore it's a Pikadoin. And he should be over. We said Baal Pikdoinois. We said that that's also was part of the Pasuk, the Drushes in the Pasuk and Daf Hail and Bays. So Rashi, that's not true. This is not a Pikadoin. Da'akati lemot to the other the Kohen. Rashi repeats himself and he says that it did not reach the Kohen's hand, so it's not a Pikadoin from the Kohen to the Israel. It's not the Israel's and it's not the Kohen's. It's a Neverland. And therefore, he's not over according to Bishua, and that's why Bishua said, you can go and bake it, you can go and not bake it, leave it. Leave it on the side, be mafresh, and leave it on the side, let it become chametz, who cares, not mine.
No, you know, what's interesting is this same seller that he's giving him for this challah, he could have used to be Mekadosh's wife.
Uh-huh, the seller. He got out of my bow with it. We learned earlier in the Masechta. The person gives that selah to tzedakah, even though he's asking for a dividend, he's considered tzedakah gomer. Chavetz Chaim explained, I just learned recently, the Chavetz Chaim explains that he's a tzedakah gomer because he won't regret doing it. If the result doesn't happen for him, he's not going to regret it. I think it's over here by us. Yeah. That's the difference between a goy. He brings the sugya, right? That's the first time speaking out. That's sugya, the difference between a goy and a yid. Shonotaka? Not tainus? Beyos, not beyo?
I don't know.
So you're right, you can do a lot with the seller, but it's not considered a marketable item. That's not considered the market. That's considered a favor.
If he didn't use the word seller, he just said it was a contrary.
Small amount.
I'll wash it off for a week.
He says money.
Yeah.
It's not even a favor. It's a return for a favor.
Give me the thing and I'll give you this favor.
You give, right.
You give me the truma.
It's a hakaras, it's a hatoivas hano. It's not hano, it's not a clean hano. It's a return. Like, you did me a ride, so I'll give you a token. But the token, it's not itself.
Token doesn't equate
token
with what he got.
Doesn't equate.
He did the thing first.
Again, you get a wife that Mekadosh a woman is also, it's an equation.
You need a fruta.
Yeah.
Have to be cleaner. Cleaner. Okay, anyways, the Gemara is going to throw this out.
I don't know why it's not considered. Why is it a different mood? Why is it we accomplish a lot usually with a seller?
No. You could return the favor with a seller, and you could take that seller and Kaddish Nisha. That's not the Shaila. Shaila is what this that I chose you as a Kayan, is that worth a seller?
In other words,
is that moment?
He's choosing this. He's choosing
I'm,
this Kayan.
I chose 100 Kohanim, and I chose you. Is that worth a Pruta? That even a dollar? What is it worth? I have to give it to Kohen. I can't not give it to Kohen. Kohen already has it. He already has it.
Ahead in it
already.
Almost, right. Okay, so the Gemara says that Lechera, with this Machloikis in our mission is not Tolui in Tevis Hano. I can explain it in a different way. I don't have to come out to Tevis Hano. Zot Gemara, Loi, that's not the Machloikis here. In a moment, I could really say it's not lavdafka that we know that they hold this way, that we know that Rebbe Lezer holds that in a moment. But the point of the Gemara is that I don't have to say that Rabbi Elazar holds this way. Lav dafka. If you find me another place that Rabbi Elazar would say, in a moment, it wouldn't be a stira to our, the way of, we're understanding a Mishnah, because that's not the way that I have to understand this Gemara. Loi, the Kuli Almo, Sabri Tevasana in a moment. Over here, we know what they're arguing about. They're arguing about this concept of hoyul. Let's see, the Gemara's going to explain. Rabbi Elazar Omar, so Rabbi Elazar Sover Aminon Hoyul V'Iboy. Did I skip a line?
No.
Rabbi Elazar Sover Aminon Hoyul V'Iboy Ichal Alom Amoine. Who? Rabbi Yeshua Sover Aminon Hoyul. Rabbi Elazar holds that we say Hoyul. We say Hoyul. We're going to see in a minute that Hoyul means that. Hoyul means that. We're going to see hoyul in the concept of hoyul mikli le'orchim. That I could say that I did it for a different reason. Hoyul. Once I'm doing something, I could say I did it for a different reason. Rashi's going to explain to us. But according to Rabbi Elazar, I could say hoyul. We'll explain in a minute what it means. Be boyu ichale ichalama mainu. And if I would ask a chacham to be matir neder, chalo is just like nedorim. It's a neder. That this piece is chala. Reizu chala. I can say, no, not this piece. Now I want to make a different piece and go to a chacham and ask a shailo, and he'll be matir me that neder that this piece is chala. So since I have that right to do so, therefore, really, this chala could become potentially mine again. Since it could become potentially mine again, I'm over for by real by mati at this point too. Even though I haven't said hoyul v'iboy matzil alei amayna, since this could happen, so therefore the halacha is that we consider as if it happened, and therefore we'll consider you be over by rabbi matzil, even though you could say that, even though you didn't say it yet. Hoyul, since it's a possibility that this could happen, that you're going to be shel neder on this piece, so therefore, right, the potential that's here. Rabbi Yeshua Sover le'amrin hoyul. We don't say hoyul. So
even though he says he wouldn't do it.
Why not? Because then it'll be over by Rabbi Motzi.
Yeah.
Catch 22.
Yeah. But the point is, since he has the potential to do it, in a normal case, he would have potential to do it, so we say, so some will say, you have to worry about it.
Rabbi Yeshua says he will never do it.
Well, Rabbi Shua says he doesn't even have the function of saying
it. Oh, Rabbi Shua says he doesn't have the function.
Yeah, Rabbi Shua is going to say that I don't hold a hill at all. Let's see.
He says no backsies.
Let's see how Rashi says it. Loi de kuli alma tevas hano enoi momoin uva hoyul kamef gira leza sovar over aleha mishrim hoyul. Because of hoyul vibo imachil alo uva hodra la tivlon will go back to being tevel vatidehu and it'll be his zal kol neder vahegdish bitrumo. And all these cases, neder, hegdish, and truma, hakodesh ba'amiros peh, that it becomes kodesh through your saying so. So it's only your saying so. It wasn't like you're maktish through a kli. Yochalish al chacham lakr dibura. He could undo what he said by asking a chacham. Hilkach mamanehu. Therefore, we consider even at this stage, even if I won't do it, but since I could do it, I'll consider at this stage his own money. But over aleh, and that says everybody rabbi motze. Rashi ties it back to us. This is the difficult part of Rashi. This is how I read Rashi. Umaleches achfioso nami biyomtiv. The malacha of baking it on yomtiv, right? Which lechayru, if you're not doing for eichon nefesh, is a malacha, right? It's a malacha. It's a mutter malacha, but it's a malacha. Now, really, the way to read Rashi is, you'll see next line Rashi says mishtario. It's mutter. Right, this is how you have to read Rashi. Malachas afiyanam biyomtiv mishtario. Like the Rashi's going to say in a second, but Rashi just interrupts with a few words. He says, "Ki loy kor al oshein." When you didn't call it anything, you didn't call chal yet. You started to bake it, you didn't call chal yet, like Rabbi Elazar told us to. Va'afal gav diiko chado delechazio. And even though there's going to be one of these loaves which I can't really bake, mishtario, it's still mutter to do the malachas afiyan yomtiv. The akol chada v'chada ikol meimar holav chalahi. Like Rashi doesn't say the word breiro, but Rashi is explaining better that on each one I'm able to say that this one's not the chalo. This loaf is not the chalo. This loaf I didn't choose yet. So therefore I'm baking them all. I haven't made my choice yet. The e nami zok Rashi, and even if I would have called the name before, the e nami koroloshe moti lemeifalo hoyil v'ibari mochilo. Rashi's asking a bam kashan of Eliezer. If you hold of hoyil. If you hold of Hoyu, and that's why you have a problem with this being levered for Bayer by Matzeh, so even if I called it Chalo, because of Hoyu, I can get out of the Chalo. So why does Rabbi Lezer say, according to, right? Why does Rabbi Lezer say that call it afterwards?
Don't call it now.
Let me call it now, I'll bake it, and afterwards I can be Matzeh Olay. Hoyu works. It's the Stirim and Neobay and Rebbe Lezer is the one who said the reason why you're over by Matzeh is
Hoyu.
Because Hoyu that I could undo it, it could be, it's mine. It's not considered a kochim. That same Hoyu should make it that even if you went and baked it, if you go and bake it after you called it the name Chala. Rebbe Lezer said, don't call it Chala until after you bake it. Let me call it Chala, I'll bake it, and afterwards I'll say, oh, that wasn't Chala. The one that I... That part that I'm baking that it said is challah. No, it's not challah. I'll go be matching like chacham. What's the big deal? So hoyul should make it that even I don't have to go do that. I can call it a shame and no problem. Hoyul, the same hoyul that I'm saying is potentially what the potential makes it a problem for me because I'm over by your by matzah because it can come back to me. The same hoyul should say that I'm allowed to call it a shame and the fact that I'm able to undo it later on should make it not a problem.
And I will undo it.
I don't even have to undo it. It's just the potential to undo it. Rabbi Lezer said, don't call it a shame until after I bake it. Why?
He has to undo it, because then he has something that can't be eaten.
So, fine, so hoyul. But the point is, the hoyul itself should allow it, that the shame chalo has a hoyul with it, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem, according to Rabbi Lezer.
I understand why he says not to call it shame chalo.
Oh, because Rabbi Lezer was saying like this, if he called chalo, then I'm now baking... I'm baking challah to mayo that cannot be eaten by a kohen anyway. So I'm doing melacha safi on yom tov that nav loichol nefesh,
which will still be the case
with oil.
If he doesn't go after he's done it and undo it, because then what he has left is still tumah.
No, but the same way that we said oil that's why you're over by matzah now. I didn't undo it. I didn't go to chacham. The same hoyul that's making that a problem should make this not a problem.
Can I ask Akasha?
Yeah, the status is already there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're baking anyway.
I'm baking the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're making a 24.
So we have to see. So we're gonna be. I'm hoping the Gemara's gonna. I didn't see yet. The Gemara's gonna be.
What's
I'm hoping.
What's the question?
Why is Rabbi? I just thought of this question now.
Yeah.
It's not the right place.
Hilchas Yom Tov. Hilchas Yom Tov Shaila.
It's not the right place. Why? Because if you make it a shame,
right,
then you're baking on Yom Tov for no reason.
Right.
But you're baking anyway.
There's a Hilchas Yom Tov, there's taco on Nafkamino.
For the Heter.
There's Nafkamino on Yom Tov. I hope to get into it.
Because
we're still going to get it. Because
it's
right, me toit. I'm saying, and Hoyle, right. From Masechet Beis Yom Tov, there's Hilchas Yom Tov. Whether I'm allowed to bake more than one thing than on time that I don't need right now, but because I'm baking otherwise, that's a Shiloh.
If
you do it individually, if you don't do it individually, right, so we're going to get into that. I hope we're going to get into that, we're going to address that. But the Maiso, that's a very good point. But Rashi's question is an important question. Rashi's saying, if you're hitting him with Hoyle, the Chumrah, the Chayra, he should have a way out. And even if he called it Shame, Challah, before he baked it, Hoyul. Since I could be, in the same way, I could go to a Chacham and undo the name Challah, I won't be over for Melachas Yom Tov. That's what Rashi's saying.
He has to undo it.
Yeah, you're taking Hoyul Lekula now.
Yeah.
But he has to undo it.
Maybe only works the Chumrah.
That's, so Rashi doesn't say that. I think Rashi says something else. Maybe
he has to undo it, because otherwise he remains with something that's called challah, that's tumah, that nobody can have.
So you're saying later on. But what about now? What about right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now. Could I bake this with knowing that Hoyle is around?
Only if you will actually
exercise. If I'll do later on.
Because otherwise what you have left is in effect an actual tumah item that nobody could eat.
Mm-hmm.
So he has no choice but to actually go through. So yes, the fact that you could do a Hoyle gives you that opportunity. You're doing the whole trick. Why even bother?
Is part of it is chalo. I could say not everyone's chalo, so I'm out of that problem. And even if I called it chalo, I should still, Rashi said, I should still be able to bake it. Shom, Karla Shem, Motzi the Meifalo, Hoyo, Viboy, Machelo.
Motzi the Meifalo means what?
I could bake it. I'm able to bake it because I could be Machelo. In other words, maybe, so maybe like you're saying, I'll be Machelo, Taka.
Yeah, no choice.
But Hoyo. But the point is, I'm not.
Through the function of Hoyo.
Right. But the Maisa, I'm not out of the water. I'm not.
The one who doesn't hold, you could do Hoyo. Says once you do that,
right.
That's it.
Right. But Rabbi Lezer, who held of Hoyo.
Oh, so you have
Rabbi Lezer had Hoyo, but Rabbi Lezer is the one who said you have to call it shame afterwards. Why? Hoyo.
Right.
So that's the kasha Rashi's asking. So Rashi says, Miu, however, even the islay that Rabbi Lezer has sal metzar from the chalas, since Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds that the basket will be metzar for chalas, I can take out one. Hachi shaper tvei. It's better. It's better that he should bake it initially before he calls the shame chalo. Mishum rav chod milso, which I don't know how to translate, rav chod milso. Rav chod milso. For the betterment of this maisa, for the profit in this maisa, it's better for this maisa. I'm not sure how you translate those words. Now here's Rashi's point. If it's possible for you to do without using any hoyos, nichol mevad, it's much better.
Better be safe.
Better be safe than sorry, huh? Don't rely on a hoyo.
Don't rely on a hoyo.
To do what?
In other words, the reason why Rashi's saying that Rabbi Lezer gave the eitzah of calling it a shame after you baked it and not relying on the hoyo to call it shame challah now and I'll say hoyo and I'll get out of it, as Rashi is saying that it's better not to rely on a hoyo.
It's the same criminal.
It's better not to rely on the hoyo. Even though the hoyo was going to get this guy, that I'll be over by Rabbi Motze.
He's always afraid that you're not going to do the right thing. You're either going
to later on. That's what Rashi says.
I lost.
Yeah, in the first case, he's afraid that you'll go back for whatever reason. He's going to be
retract.
He'll be over, and I said that I said going backwards, yeah. on the Bali Rabbi Motze. And now he's afraid that he's not going to end up giving the undoing the challah.
Yeah, and then he'll have the challah to mail. Okay, what's Rashi? What does Rashi explain?
What he's
going to
do?
So Rashi Viter. Rashi says, "What's the pshat of Yeshua that he holds loy armin and hoyel?" Rashi, right? He holds that we don't say hoyel. If you don't have hoyel, then it can never come back to me, and therefore I'm never going to be over for its chametz. But if I baked it. If I baked it, I would be over to Iko Chanto Dele Chazile. Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't hold all the baskets, that's Mitzarev, we'll see later on tomorrow. Well, the Meister, Rabbi Yeshua is going to have a problem, because Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, what are you doing baking? Chala on Yom Tov. That's Tameo, Isa Tameo. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's best that I shouldn't bake it, because I don't want to bake Chala Tameo that a Kohen can't eat. I'll be over for the Malacha of baking Lav Lo Echon Nefesh. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, since I don't say hoyel, it's never going to come back to me. I'm not over by Yerba Matzah. It's not mine. So talking more weiter. Let's discuss a little bit more about hoyel. Itmar. Ha'oifem Yom Tov L'choyel. Let's say I bake from Yom Tov to, right? Yom Tov is on Sunday. It's over on Sunday, and I want to bake for Monday afternoon. I'm having Shev Rachas. Rab Chizdo Amar Loikev. I do that. Get Malkus. Rabo Amar Einu Loikev. Rabo says you don't get Malkus. Why not? Gemara explains it's the same machloikas that we have now with Rabbi Lezer Bishu, the way we explain our Mishnah. He will agree with Rabbi Shua that you don't say hoyul umikli le orchim chazi le. Rabbi Chista is machmir. He says you don't say hoyul. What's hoyul umikli le orchim? Another svar of hoyul. This hoyul is that maybe orchim will come. I finished eating. Rashi is going to explain to us. I finished eating my afternoon meal already. I'm not eating anymore on Yom Tov. So my cooking now in the afternoon, right before the end of Yom Tov, is klar for the next day. Because we don't say hoyel that orchim are going to come, so therefore I'm like it. And Rabba will hold. Rabba Omar ain't like it. I'm reading on hoyel. A simon to remember. Who holds what? Is Rabba, who has a hay in his name, he says hoyel. So Zok Rashi actually explains to us. Well, let's go a little bit weiter in this brice. Omalei Rabba Rav Chisto. It's not a brice, it's a Gemara. Omalei Rabba Rav Chisto. There are Miroim. According to you, you just told me you don't hold of hoyel. You told me because of hoyel you're gonna give someone malchus for cooking from Yom Tov to Hoyel. So let me ask a question. What's the heter to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos? I thought it's all because of hoyul, right? Hoyul, that you have guests coming, so the person could go ahead and bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Maybe the Orchim will come at the end of Yom Tov before Shabbos starts, and that's why I'm allowed to cook right now, allowed to bake right now. Amalei zocht Rav Chisto. That's not the reason. It's not because of hoyul. Amalei mishum eiruv tavshilin. It's because the Chazal instituted Erev Tavshil, you're allowed to cook from Shabbos Yom Tov. Because you started cooking before Yom Tov, so I'm allowed to continue my cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Zokdeh, fret that rabbi, a good kasha. Erev Tavshil, Sharin, Nasir Deiraisa? It's an Isser Deiraisa to cook from Yom Tov Lechoil. I'm not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, that's not for today. So, how does this Rabbanon's Erev Tavshilin work? So Zok there, Omalei, Sarev Chista answered him. No, it's not Isser to cook. Medei Raisa Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtev. Very interesting answer. It's an answer that I think only goes according to one way that we understood in Erev. We understood in Erev, we were asking if Shabbos and Yomtev was Nagea, when you make your Erev, how long it's good for, and so on, the Erev Tchumen. Whether Shabbos and Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushas or it's Kedusha Achas, when you have Yom Tov that follows Shabbos that follows Yom Tov, is it considered one Kedusha or Kedusha? So here Lechayro and Rashi is going to explain to us, we're obviously saying it's Kedusha Achas, and that's why it's really one Kedusha. So I'm not cooking, it's not like I'm cooking for another day, I'm cooking for the same Kedusha. Happens to be it's Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So that's what he answered, right? But the Raisa, Tzorche Shabbos, not some Yom Tov, you're allowed to, but the Raisa, we consider this one Kedusha, and therefore
it doesn't say Kedusha.
Why? It doesn't explain further. Rashi is going to explain to us.
Yeah.
Rashi explains to us on the second wide line. The chiv achashei ochel chol nefesh. The Shabbos v'yom tivchada kedushahi. The tavayu Shabbos ikru. Yeah. So now, what's the pshat?
In
Hilchos Deraisa,
Tzorche Shabbos can be done on Yom Tov.
So I'm not over a Deraisa for cooking from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So therefore, what did Rabbanon do with the Erev Tavshilin? Why did they institute Erev Tavshilin? It's one. Zaklimara of Rabbanon who the Gozru Bey, it's a Dindir Rabbanon not to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Why? Zeirosh Shem Yom Ruoy from Yom Tov Av Lechoil. If we allow you to cook like we did the Dindir Raisa, which says you could cook, if we allow you to do that, you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to come to be over a different Deir Raisa. What's the Deir Raisa? The Deir Raisa of cooking from Yom Tov to Choyl. The key with that, Tzachur, Rabbanon, Erev Tavshilin, is Le'akeiro. Since the Rabbanon made ahead and instituted an Erev Tavshilin, the whole purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is just to make a hacker, so you should know, why is that egg up there and the matzah up there? That's to tell you this is a special type of cooking for Kedusha Achas, because Deir Raisa it's allowed.
I had somebody who was coming through, and maybe still trying to come through. You had a kasha on Erev Tavshilin.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Uh-huh.
If it's Issa Deraisa, how
does Morris kasha.
He didn't know that it's Issa Rabbanon.
He's Mechavin to the Gemara.
But he held it as a tainah, like, oh, my, how does Rabbanon do such a thing? Like, it was like a...
Some 2,000 years ago they asked this question.
That's disgusting.
And according to the Mandom who holds that it's two kedushas, Yom Tov and Shabbos, how does he understand? How does he?
I don't know. That's what Rashi. I see Rashi only answering according to that mandom. I'm not sure. Okay. So let's see Rashi. Rashi reminds me of Yom Tov Lechoil. After she'ochol the gomas sudas, Rashi says, I finished eating already. Obviously, it's clear to us that he's not cooking for himself because he doesn't eat anything until tomorrow, which is going to be choil, or that night when it's going to be choil. Urta. Loike. So Rav Chisto said loike mishum loisi asa kamalocha, which is really loisa asa melocha on Yom Tov. Hoyu, right? But he said you don't say hoyu vi imikli le orchem. What does that mean? Sheyu tzrich in the past ze hayoyin. You don't say that hoyu. That maybe there's going to be orchem that are going to come later on the day and going to need food. But Rabbi said you do say that tomorrow, right?
How do you see little bit is I don't
like.
I see the word
loike from loisase malacha. Loisase, beautiful. Loisase is a lav. Loisase malacha.
I'm not doing
a loch
on
Shabbos. Huh?
I'm not doing a loch on Yom
Tov. Sure, I'm baking. I'm cooking. Now to do it, it's only for Echel Nefesh. Ach lechoash Echel Nefesh. So loisase malach.
Once he started to bake for Orchim,
hoyul.
He could do whatever he wants.
Hoyul.
Or does he have to count out exactly?
Oh, so we have to see that more. That's more of what you're asking. Let's see more of that. Okay, Zok Rashi a little further. So Rabbo asked of Chisto, if you hold that you don't say hoyl, so why hey choyfen miyom to the Shabbos? He loved I mean hoyl. If it's not because of the svar of hoyl, he mikli leorchin chazilei that if orchim are going to come, it's going to be good for them. Kulei leyomtiv for that, right? Kulei the whole thing for yomtiv. So then, how do you work it? So Rav Chista answered him, I don't have to say hoyl. I have a different reason. I have a different reason because of erev tavshilin. Yeah, but the rice of Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov Chsiv Acha Sheyochel Chol Nefesh. The Shabbos Yom Tov Chad the Kedushi. The Tavayim Shabbos Ikru B'Chiyechi the Mutter Levasha Liboy Liboy Bayoim. If it's Mutter to cook to bake on that day, to cook on that day, Mutter Levasha Lemochar. Then it's Mutter to cook for Shabbos which is the next day. Rabbanu Hu the Gozer. He like Oystev Erev Tavshilin. I'm not sure what the word Oystev over here means.
Ask.
Ask the other Kedushi Yom Tov Chad the Kedushi. Okay, shakir. Okay.